everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ray Allen. Ray engineering and producing our show. In honor of the hottest day ever recorded so late in the year, Ray, I decided I'm just not dressing up today. Wearing a t-shirt, it's a nice looking t-shirt, but trying to stay somewhat cool as we push almost 100 degrees. We have a very full hour as usual. The first half hour, David Levy, comet discoverer, sky watcher extraordinaire, joins us on the live line. Then at about 12:15, we're going to get an update from Congresswoman Martha McSally on this roundtable discussion that is still underway at Councilman Richard Fimbres' office. This is about efforts to keep the Cherry Bell Postal Processing Center open. So we'll find out how all of that turned out. We will begin, though, first with Dr. David Levy. Dr. Levy is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. He's the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He's now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, discovering 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David is an Emmy Award-winning writer. He's the author or editor of 35 books and other products, and he's a real nice guy. Hello, Dr. Levy. How are you?
Hello there, Bill. It's good to speak with you. It's also good to listen to the news that you just had on your station, like I haven't been following the news lately.
Well, you probably weren't following the news that closely while you were traveling, transversing the Panama Canal recently.
Well, we were following Hurricane Matthew, and we were a little bit concerned that it might affect our cruise, which it didn't. But as we turned on the TV to watch that, there was some political stuff that came on instead that had us glued to the television set for three solid hours.
Oh, my goodness.
That was absolutely incredible. What? We've been kind of glued to it ever since, but it's kind of nice to get back to astronomy for a little bit and science.
The ancient astronomy practiced in that Central American region is fascinating.
Yeah, you know, when we were there, I was hoping to get a look at some of the ancient Mayan ruins, but they weren't quite in the area where our ship was, so I wasn't able to see them. But it turns out that the Mayans, they had a civilization second to almost none of their time. They invented calendars. Hmm. They observed the night sky. They followed untold numbers of comets, and they were absolutely, absolutely very, very advanced in understanding the night sky and other branches of science, and I think they're worthy of study right now as an ancient and wonderful culture.
Well, while you were down south, I was up north in kind of your neck of the woods. We were flew into Toronto, celebrated my wife's birthday down on the...
happy birthday to her.
Yes, Canadian side at Niagara Falls, which for those that haven't been to the falls, you really need to go over to the Ontario side, because then you get to see the American Falls and the Horseshoe Falls.
Yeah.
So you get the whole view right there.
Yes, that is one of the most amazing things to be able to get, to be able to see the falls from both sides of the border, especially from the Canadian side.
And then we did a nice drive this time of year, southern Ontario up to the other London, Ontario, which is a lovely little community.
Yeah, it is, and they also have a Thames River. And beautiful university. Western University is one of the top universities in the world. I've been there a number of times. And I've been to London many times, and I think it's a very special place. They have one of the most active astronomy centers in the world in London, Ontario, Canada.
The Royal Astronomical Society of Canada,
absolutely,
where you are very closely tied, is based in Montreal, correct?
Actually, it's based in Toronto,
oh,
but they have active centers in Montreal and in Kingston and in Halifax and in Moncton, and I will be visiting Halifax and Moncton next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they even have a Covent Garden in London, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, the London, Ontario. What can we look for in the way of meteor showers? What put your sky watcher hat on for us.
Well, when Wendy and I got back from our visit to the Panama Canal, and incidentally, you say you're wearing a T-shirt today, so am I. I'm wearing my Panama Canal shirt to celebrate our visit through the Panama Canal. But when I got back, I was immediately thrust into the Orionid meteor shower. It was not very successful for me. I might have gotten four or five meteors during the time I was out there. But the Taurids from Encke's Comet are coming out, and they will be visible next week. And before I go to Canada, I hope to observe them and maybe even photograph one or so.
They're the T-U-R-I-D, Taurid meteor?
T-A-U-R-I-D-S, Taurid meteor shower.
Okay. And are they usually second fiddle to the more well-known meteor shower?
They are. They come from Encke's Comet, the shortest period comet of all, 3.3 years to orbit the sun once.
Huh.
But they also produced the brightest meteor I've ever seen. It was so bright, about minus 15, that it set dogs to barking after I saw it.
Oh, my goodness. How about the fall constellations? One of my favorite constellations, Orion, will be coming up soon.
Yeah, it is. It's coming up now around 10:30 at night. And by midnight, it's well up in the southeast, like Robert Frost said, throwing a leg over the fence as it climbs up into the sky. It's just beautiful as it comes up, to see, you can see it now. And then after that comes Sirius and Procyon and all those beautiful constellations of winter, like Gemini, which is where I first started to do my comet search in 1965.
I always associate Orion with the holiday season.
Yeah, it's coming. It's still a little while to go yet. I think you and I have a little work to do yet before before the holidays this year.
We certainly do.
I think everybody, all of our listeners do. We have to go out and vote, although Wendy and I have already voted.
A lot of people, we've already voted. We voted before we headed up to Canada. Actually, the first day we got the ballot, and I don't think we're alone. A lot of people like early voting. My producer, Ray Allen, he is a traditionalist, and
yeah,
he will be going on Election Day, and I'm glad that he is. So.
Well, I think it's good to have traditionalists in there. But Wendy and I voted last Saturday, and our votes should have been counted by now.
Oh, yes. How about the quote of the month, David Levy?
Quote of the month is very short. It's one that I came up with in 1996 when Comet Hale-Bopp was on its way. And I said very simply, without even thinking, to a national, it was NBC, was had me on the Today Show, and they asked me about comets. And I said, comets are like cats. They both have tails, and they both do precisely what they want. And that little quote of mine has kind of stuck over for the decades since then.
What is the next comet that will be very visible for us?
Well, and that's why comets are like cats. We really don't know. There are a couple of faint ones coming up towards the end of the year. But when the next really bright naked-eye comet that's dazzling the night sky with a tail that wraps itself around the North Star, I have no idea. That's up to them.
Well, that's part of the whole suspense of sky watching.
And oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. David Levy, thank you very much. My best to your lovely wife, Wendy. Hope you two are doing real well.
Yeah, we're doing fine. And thanks so much. I'll speak with you next month.
Thanks a lot. Dr. David Bye. Levy, a regular contributor. He's one of two dozen contributors who we are just very honored to have as part of the whole Buckmaster Show team. You can find all of our contributors at buckmastershow.com. That's also the place where we have our live worldwide listening of the program. If you go to my website, buckmastershow.com, it kicks you over to the fine website with the live streaming here at kvoi.com. Hey, this would be a great weekend to do gardening. Yes, today's kind of the peak, but after that, it looks good. I mean, even into the weekend and then next week, believe it or not, seasonal temperatures, which is low 80s, mid 80s, somewhere around there. That's going to feel nice and cool. And a good way to celebrate would be to get out in the garden. Jan and Jack are the owners of my favorite nursery with everything green over at Green Things. They took a beautiful property, started with 4 acres, moved it to 13. It's beautiful, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They will be having their Saturday and Sunday free gardening seminars at 10 a.m. both days. Go to greenthingsaz.com to find out what's on tap this weekend. It is exactly 12:15. We'll have Congresswoman Martha McSally coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, 5 kids, 2 grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house. And I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we talk with journalist and author Tom Zollner. He's the political editor of the Los Angeles Review of Books. The Friday Roundtable features Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic and Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and without further ado, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line and United States Representative Martha McSally, a Republican representing the 2nd Congressional District of Arizona. She was hosting a roundtable discussion today on the future of the U.S. Postal Service's Cherry Bell Postal Processing Center here in Tucson. And Congresswoman, how are you, first of all?
I'm good, Bill. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Doing very well, and I know that Richard Fimbres, Congressman Fimbres, the session today was held, not Congressman, City Councilman, Richard Fimbres, the session was held in his office. He's been a big supporter, as have you, and I've pushed very hard as well for keeping this Cherry Bell Postal Processing Center open.
Absolutely, Bill. Since we first heard that they were going to close it, this community has sprung into action, and it's been a uniting force in order to stop it. Since I've been in office for now 2 years, I've been relentlessly advocating to keep it open. We had a roundtable that I hosted with Councilman Fimbres with similar stakeholders that we had today a year and a half ago, making sure that we heard from everyone in the community the latest impacts on some of the issues that they're seeing. It was a real honor today to host Chairman Mark Meadows. He's from North Carolina, so he flew across the country, but he is the subcommittee chair that oversees government operations. So one of his roles includes overseeing all of the U.S. Postal Service. His office is down the hall from me in D.C., so I have been relentlessly needling and advocating to him about how important it is to stay the closure of the Cherry Bell Postal Processing Facility. So far, our advocacy has been effective. It was actually supposed to close last summer, but we were able to stop that from happening. And I wanted to make sure he heard firsthand from the stakeholders in our community the devastating impacts that they have seen with the change in the delivery standards and a couple of those functions being transferred up to Phoenix already, and the devastating impact that would happen if it closes. We toured the facility. But we had Congressman Grijalva there. We had Mayor Rothschild there. Again, hosted by Rich Fimbres. We had members from the state legislature. We had F.N. Rodriguez, the recorder's office, members representing the business community, small businesses, organizations representing veterans, seniors. We were speaking about the impact on the tribal communities. So you name it, and especially rural areas, those living in poverty, seniors, veterans, the tribal communities, those are the ones that are really seeing, and it'll get worse if it's, you know, that the negative impact. Those that are living paycheck to paycheck, waiting for a check to come in the mail, waiting for medicine to come in the mail, waiting for medical equipment to come in the mail, and the impact that it's having, those representing the community around Cherry Bell were there. It was a very robust discussion. And Chairman Meadows, at the very end said, you know, this is a very diverse group of people that are here today speaking in unity about saving this facility and improving our delivery standards. And so I think he got a very strong message from our community that he's going to take back.
Well, that's very good news. Let's switch gears here real quickly. Tom has been waiting on the live line. He has a question for Congresswoman McSally. Go ahead, Tom.
Congresswoman McSally, if the Republicans keep control of the House next year, what will happen to Medicare for those people who are currently getting Medicare?
So thanks for the question, Tom. So far, we do have a Republican majority in the House, and so far this last year, we were able to come up with a bipartisan solution to the what we call the Doc Fix, which has been 17 years in the making, that the reimbursement rate to doctors is based on a flawed formula, and Congress kept kicking the can with short-term solutions, but finally, last year, we were able to come up with a bipartisan solution to provide some stability so that doctors are not leaving the Medicare network and seniors are getting the care that they need. Also, in last year's two-year budget agreement, also bipartisan, we were able to stay off some steep increases to Medicare Part B that was potentially going to come into force, and so we wanted to make sure that stopped. We realized that we've got a number of seniors that I represent in Southern Arizona that are on a fixed income, have been saving their whole lives, and this economic downturn has been very challenging across the board, to include the low interest rates on any life savings they have, and then also the lack of a cost of living increase now several years in a row, while costs of daily requirements for their budget are going up. So we have so far we've been able to impact that in a way that is not having Medicare costs go up. That sustaining Medicare for our current seniors and keeping the promises that are due. And going forward, I'll tell you, we've also had to stop some cuts to Medicare Advantage since I've been there. I can tell you I'm going to continue to champion for those popular programs for our seniors to have choices. And as we are looking at sustaining Medicare and Social Security for the next generation, we've got to make sure that we're keeping the promises to those that are our seniors that have paid into these systems and made assumptions about their care. And we've got to make sure we keep our promises to them. I will tell you, going forward, the GOP House under Speaker Ryan, he's, given some direction since he's been the Speaker. That for, 7.5 years, we've been somewhat of an opposition party, and he's directed us, we need to start being a proposition party. What are we for, not just what are we against? And we've come up with a several-point agenda. It's called a Better Way. If you want to look at it, better.gop. It's in areas of health care, tax reform, regulatory reform, poverty programs, to show that, hey, we've got solutions that are going to help people. But when we're talking about our seniors, just know that I have been staunchly advocating to make sure that we keep our promises to seniors, both on Medicare and Social Security.
As this campaign winds down, hard to believe Election Day is a week from Tuesday. You're standing, of course, for re-election. What is your proudest accomplishment over the past 2 years, Congresswoman?
Well, Bill, I have been there for about 22 months now, and we hit the ground running advocating for Southern Arizona, which is a very diverse community, and we've had some really big wins. I've been able to get 9 separate bills passed through the House of Representatives and 2 signed into law. That puts me in the top 6% of all members of Congress, 435 of us for this cycle. Some have been there 22 months, some have been there 22 years and beyond. And so just showing that I'm being effective is an important message to the community. Also, in addition to those 9 separate bills, we've had some really big wins on the annual defense bill, keeping the A-10 flying, keeping the EC-130 out of the boneyard. Obviously, I've got firsthand credibility, and making sure the community knows about the impact to Davis Monthan, Fort Huachuca. And then we had some big wins in the long-term highway bill, first long-term highway bill in 10 years. We have 4 priorities for Southern Arizona to grow our economy. We had all 4 of them in the final bill. I will tell you, one of the most meaningful moments I had, though, was my second bill signed into law was restoring the rights of our World War II pilots, the female World War II pilots, who were amazing women, pioneers, and mentors to me. And just last year, the Army closed the gates to Arlington to these women. When I first heard about this in January, I was in disbelief, and then I was infuriated, and then I sprung into action. And we were able to get a bill passed through the House and the Senate, back to the House, on the President's desk, signed into law in less than 20 weeks. And on September 7th, I was at Arlington National Cemetery attending the funeral of Elaine Harmon, one of these amazing World War II pilots, with a P-51 flyby, 21-gun salute, tap being played, and an honor guard handing a flag to her family, giving honor where honor is due. in order to give her a full military burial that she deserved when she served our country. And so I remember sitting there, Bill, thinking, you know, Congress can be frustrating at times, but if today is my last day on this planet, I fix this for this woman and this family and these veterans for women. And it just was such a proud moment for me to be there and know that I was able to make this right. And that's just the mindset I have. And I hope the people will give me an opportunity to continue to serve.
All right. We're going to wrap it up with you. We're going to be talking about economic development here in a minute or so. The news looks pretty good as Raytheon's talking about expanding. You've got to be happy with that. Everybody in the community is excited.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Raytheon expanding, opportunities. Home Goods just opened up 1,000 jobs here. I was at the Caterpillar Proving Grounds with the governor announcing, you know, their relocation of their mining headquarters here. Things are turning for Southern Arizona, and it takes a partnership. There's some at the federal level, some at the state level, the local level, partnering together to attract businesses here so that we can create more jobs, and we're going in the right direction.
All right, Congresswoman Martha McSally, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Martha McSally with us on the Buckmaster Show. We will talk about what's going on downtown as that hotel, the new hotel, moving along. We'll talk to the folks who are actually building it next on the Buckmaster Show at exactly 12:30.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for our CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show. It is presented by Sun Corridor Incorporated. Sun Corridor Incorporated offers a comprehensive approach of programs and services to facilitate the creation of high-wage jobs through the attraction of new primary companies, the retention and expansion of existing primary companies, and increased business creation and entrepreneurship strength within the region. Since 2005, Sun Corridor, Inc. has facilitated more than 100 relocations and major expansions here in Southern Arizona, representing 27,500 direct and indirect jobs and an overall economic impact of nearly $8 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars. For more information, visit suncorridorinc.com. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line, Brad Lloyd is with us, Mr. Lloyd of the Tucson-based Lloyd Construction, which is building the new AC Marriott downtown. Brad, how are you today?
Bill, very good. Thank you very much for having me on your show today.
Well, it's very serendipitous to have you on because I think our listeners would like to know what's the update. How is the new hotel coming, and what kind of a challenge has this presented? It's the first new hotel building in downtown in a long time.
Yeah, it's been over 40 years.
Wow.
It's an iconic project. It's very exciting. It's extremely exciting for a little Tucson construction company to be able to do this. And schedule-wise, it's on schedule. It'll be completed towards the end of May. It's an exciting project. It'll bring over 200 parking spaces downtown, somewhere around, exactly 136 guest rooms. And what it is the AC Marriott is a very interesting idea. It's a European model. There's only five of them, including ours, in the country. And it's a higher-end hotel in a smaller footprint, which is exactly what downtown needs. It'll tie the transit system together. It'll be just a great transition for downtown and help it in its growth because it'll give people, A, parking, which we all need. Anybody who's been downtown knows that. And, B, it gives people a place to stay and just a short walk. They can get on the rail system. They can go to all the new restaurants and shops that are downtown. It's fantastic. The growth of Tucson that we've been waiting for.
Well, Brad, I think this is a huge win for your company, and it's great to have a local company doing this, as you say, iconic downtown project. It didn't happen overnight. I'm sure there was a lot of work in the back room in getting this project together, correct?
Oh, exactly. There was a lot of work in obtaining this project for us personally. There was a lot of work in getting the correct site picked out, the logistics of partnership with Rio Nuevo in the parking side and then 5 North 5th up top, with the hotel side. There are so many intricacies involved in this project. that at the very beginning, the onset, that made it so challenging yet so exciting.
And it's employing a lot of people, too, working down there.
It's incredible. You go out there and you see so many Tucson families that are working, supporting their families, and it's great. You know, our company, we run 70 employees, 70 Tucson employees, 70 families that can that count on us every week.
Right.
But you go out there on any given day, you'll see over 150 different employees from different trades and you know, subcontractors all working to get this project done.
Tell me a little bit about Lloyd Construction. How long have you been around?
Well, Lloyd Construction was founded in 1969 by my father, William H. Lloyd. He passed in 01, but my brothers and I, this is all we know. This is what we love. We grew up building. And my father taught us at a very early age that it doesn't matter how big you get. It just matters that every time you finish a job, the owner's happy, and you do what you say you're going to do. And sometimes that's not the most profitable way to run a business, but that's what we do.
Well, you've been important in this community. You've won a lot of awards for excellence. I think your company is synonymous in the industry with a quality operation. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. I can honestly say we've never brought a project in late. We bring it in on we've always brought them in on time and in on budget. We're not a change order company, and we and quality is of the utmost. Quality and safety are just incredible to us. Our everyone on that job site's a family to us, and I want those family members going home safe at night. And quality, an owner pays for a brand new building. That's what he pays for.
Mm-hmm.
He or she is paying for a brand new building. We told them we'd give them that. So by the time we're done, that's what we're giving them.
And the project itself, they'll be opening their doors when?
May 29th.
May 20th. That's going to be terrific for downtown. And these people, and you talked about the families that do depend on you, and you guys give back to this community as well, don't you, as far as community service?
We are Tucsonans. Everything we do, everything this town has given us, we try to give back to it just as well. Our interest lies not wholly, but the most part with youth programs. We give to a lot of the underprivileged adult programs, but it's constantly the youth programs that we're into, you know, and job training and, you know, even simple things like sports and there's so many of them, I wouldn't want to start listing them off. But, yeah, it's just foundations for kids. We give scholarships. Anything we can do and we can possibly afford, we do.
Brad Lloyd is our guest. Mr. Lloyd is the vice president of Lloyd Construction Company. His father started the business in 1969. Growing up in a construction family, is this something that, Brad, you took an interest in at an early age? I would assume the answer is yes.
You would assume wholly correctly. This is exact. This is something that we were raised with a work ethic. My father was a Hoopston sweet corn farmer. He was dropped off on the steps of Bear Down with $50. And he put himself through the University of Arizona, got a civil engineering degree, and he started this legacy for our family. And he raised us to know what work was. So when our friends weren't, you know, during the summer, during the rodeo break, at Christmas break, when our friends were all having a good time, we were on job sites, and we were working and we were learning. And we worked our way up from the bottom. He never gave us any kind of head start on anything. There was no nepotism other than the actual, he is my father. So we were blessed into that. But we worked for everything we got. And we did it because we love it. And we'll continue to do it.
Brad Lloyd, Vice President of Lloyd Construction. And again, for folks who are not familiar with the downtown area, Brad, give us the location of where this project is located, please.
This project is between Broadway and Congress, and it's right across from the Ronstadt Transit Center, which we built as well, and over by the MLK building, which we also built.
Well, I know you're a big supporter of economic development and Sun Corridor, which is really trying to move this community forward. You're a big supporter, aren't you, of what they do?
Extreme. They are fantastic. There are certain business groups in this town. If you really dive deep into the business women and men of this town, they are so caring and so pushing towards the growth and sustainability of Tucson. The Sun Corridor, I'm actually right now I'm in Sedona with the Arizona Builders Alliance. I'm sitting in a hotel room talking to you at a meeting, and the ACT, the Subcontractor Trade Association, the MPA, these people are all pushing. Sun Corridor, they have been so successful in bringing in these. I heard you talking to Martha McSally about Caterpillar and Home Goods and Raytheon.
Right.
They're phenomenal, and we should just do anything we can to help them in any possible way. And just get everybody all in one line, work together, and follow their lead.
Well, Brad, I really appreciate talking to you, and I'm really excited about what's happening in Tucson. I think we've turned the corner. I think the future is really very bright for us, and I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule up in Sedona where you're attending meetings. Thank you, sir.
I really appreciate the chance to talk about our company and that project.
Thank you.
And thank you so very much.
Thank you. Brad Lloyd of the Tucson-based Lloyd Construction Company, founded by his father in 1969, and they're building that new, beautiful AC Marriott downtown. Our thanks to Sun Corridor, Inc. for sponsoring this segment. You can find out more about what's going on with them at suncorridorinc.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrice Ross with Oracle Ford. This fall is truck and SUV season. We've got 0% for 72 months on all F-Series trucks, or up to $6,250 cash back on top of our already discounted prices. And take our last 2016 loaded Escape Titanium. You can take a whopping $5,000 off MSRP. But the great deals don't end with the Ford Escape and F-Series pickups. You'll also find until the end of the month, the fast-moving Ford Explorer has $2,500 cash back. Couple these cashback offers or 0% financing for 72 months with Oracle Ford's already discounted prices, and you can't beat our out-the-door price. So call or take the short drive to Oracle Ford today and take advantage of our fall SUV and truck sale. At Oracle Ford, we have no dealer ads and no city sales tax. Oracle Ford, drive a little, save a lot. Call 818-FORD or visit the web at oracleford.com.
UA Arizona Repertory Theater proudly presents Hands on a Hard Body, based on a true story and infused with country, rock, and gospel. This musical follows 10 down on their luck Texans, each desperate for a new lease on life. They're determined to endure days in the Texas heat for a chance to win a brand new hard body truck. The last one standing with their hand on the truck wins it. Go to tickets.arizona.edu to see this musical of strife and friendship among competing strangers. Sponsored by Madden Media. Season sponsored Chapman Automotive. Hands on a Hard Body at UA's Arizona Repertory Theater. Tickets.arizona.edu. Who wins?
Fiery chili, decadent chocolate, enduring traditions at Tohono O'Chul's annual Chilies and Chocolate Festival. Enjoy culinary demonstrations, Day of the Dead face painting, live music and local art Friday and Saturday, October 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Throughout the gardens, vendors feature Day of the Dead inspired crafts, chili roasting, chocolate and culinary tastings, and more. Tickets are $15 for general public and $5 for members. For more information, visit tohonochul.org.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. A big shout out to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors. They welcome you to take the three-hour drive. It's not a bad drive at all, actually. Pretty much freeway. Take a left, head to the mountains at Lordsburg, and then up to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So much going on this time of year. It's beautiful to hike in the fantastic Gila National Wilderness. The full listing of places to stay, and there's several dozen nice places and at least that many things to do, several dozen things to do in the area. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. Well, the Pima Council on Aging is asking adults 60 and over to help identify the needs for services and challenges to health and independence. W. Mark Clark is president and CEO of Pima Council on Aging, and Mark is with me now on our live line. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. What's going to happen here with this, what is, I guess, known as a community needs assessment process? What's going to happen?
Well, every 4 years, really, since 1975, Pima Council on Aging has been asking adults over the age of 60 to talk with us about their needs, a little bit about themselves and their needs, fears, concerns, stuff like that, what's going on with them, so that we can then take that information and actually produce what's called the area plan, which we will produce next, beginning late winter of 2017, next, you know, January, February, we'll produce a plan which will describe those needs and how we're proposing to use the dollars that come from the federal government and the state of Arizona and other sources to meet those needs and respond.
Can we talk a little bit about what were some of the areas of need that developed 4 years ago during the last assessment?
Well, you know, we asked people to rate 46 different issues. We asked them to tell us whether they weren't concerned about them, whether they were somewhat concerned about them, or whether they were very concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year we actually used some, or 4 years ago, some in serious. So if you look at the one that was the one that folks identified as the number one serious concern, that was affordable dental care.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
Dental care is a huge issue, and it's been a huge issue for PCOA in Pima County for older adults for a long time. You know, we do a lot of work providing people with information about Medicare. In fact, we've got Medicare update conferences going on over the next couple of weeks. But our Medicare counselor volunteers, a great group of people, they like to say that Medicare cares about everything from the neck down. Medicare doesn't really deal with vision, it doesn't deal with hearing, and it doesn't deal with teeth.
Huh.
And, you know, that's a huge issue because if you don't have teeth, it's fairly difficult to get good nutrition.
Yes, it is. So for those folks, they're going to need supplemental insurance, aren't they?
Well, if they have the money.
If they have the money, right.
I mean, the challenge is, and I hate to say it, but that's an area that we've been perplexed to deal with for many years here.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we talk about it. I was just talking about it at a health conference yesterday. Everybody acknowledges it's an issue, but nobody really understands. There are some, you know, there are very limited resources in the community. St. Elizabeth's of Hungary Clinic does a little bit of dental work, and the federally qualified community health centers like El Rio and Marana Health Center may be able to help a little, but it's a massive issue, and so that's one that we know is an issue, and we'll see how it comes out again this year in this survey. And we are going to be, I think, redoubling our efforts to try to see if we can work maybe with the Dental Association and with other folks and funders in the community to see if we can make a dent there. If you looked 4 years ago at somewhat of a concern and a serious concern, the number one concern was fear of falling.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's the one that was rated in those two categories the highest. And falling is such a huge issue. And that is an area where we've renewed our efforts and have called back together just in the last year and a half or so a Pima County Falls Prevention Coalition. We're working with almost every fire department in the community and most of the hospitals, trying to look at a variety of things we can do there. In fact, September is Falls Prevention Awareness Month.
Hmm.
Oddly enough, the 22nd of September was what, the first day of falls? That's National Falls Awareness Day.
Oh, my goodness.
An interesting play. And so falls is a huge issue. In fact, I have an older adult family member who fell in his home 2 weeks ago and ended up in the hospital, and now he's in a skilled care facility for a couple of weeks. It's a major issue. It's one that we at PCOA, we have a falls prevention class called A Matter of Balance that people can take. It's well known. Now, falling, you know, many years ago, decades ago, a fall almost always frequently led to a broken hip, and those hip fractures were sometimes death sentences.
Yes.
And while they are not, while medically we can treat hip fractures much better than we used to be able to, falls are still a huge cost to individuals in terms of their mobility and recovery. There's all the healthcare costs associated with them. So we are working on that.
Mark, we've got about 1 minute, and I know you've got 12 listening sessions starting November 1st and ending the 15th. What should we know about, or how do we find out where they are?
Well, I think the most important thing for both the community assessment, that survey, and for the listening sessions, go to our website, pcoa.org, or look on our Facebook page, which is Pima Council on Aging. We'll have the schedules up. We'll have links to the surveys, both in English and Spanish, and then we'll have the schedules for the listening sessions, and we would love to have people come out and talk with us. So if they want to just give us their feedback in writing, they can go on that, do that survey online, and give us that feedback. if they want to come and talk with us, come to one of those listening sessions, and we'll be all over the county. We're going out to Ajo this year for the first time. We're going to be in Amato, I think, for the first time, two in Green Valley, Catalina, and then all around metropolitan Tucson.
All right. W. Mark Clark, President and CEO of Pima Council on Aging. Thank you very much, Mark, for filling us in on these listening sessions that will begin November 1st. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks a lot. That's W. Mark Clark. Mark Clark, President and CEO, Pima Council on Aging. All right, we have lots of local talk here. We do a lot of talk. Of course, we have the national shows like Michael Medved, whose show comes up right after ours. But then at 4 o'clock, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, that show from 4 to 5, 3 hours of talk, soon to be 4, but right now it's at 3 from 6 to 9, then kind of a lifestyle show that's going to be coming up here from 9 to 10. So that's 5 hours of local talk. So the station is committed to keeping our Tucsonans and Southern Arizonans informed. I certainly am, and I know Ray Allen as well, my engineer producer. On behalf of both of us, have a great afternoon and evening.